fundamentally different. So suddenly, if you take a very sort of our level, if you're a newspaper, you're suddenly having to compete not just with potentially other newspapers, but with Google or with Yahoo or with MSN or with Twitter or with bloggers, or, you know, large and small, up and down, completely different. You know, Rightmove could never have existed without the web, completely different business, and yet it's filleting property out. So just the rules of who can compete and how changed, and that was not great. And then on top of this, you have four things which have been four forces of what I've talked about as forces of creative disruption. And those four things are really important because they're not going away, and this is why there's so much change around them. The first of them is entrepreneurs and new entrants. So sectors are always changed by outsiders, normally always changed by outsiders. How Apple changed the music industry. It's how Wikipedia changed the encyclopedia industry. It's how a lot of the moves in, you know, who transformed film, you know, photographic film. Kodak invented the first digital camera. It was a massive beast of a thing, but they had nowhere to put it. No one wanted anything to do with it because, you know, this thing could kill off what was the perfect business. It's very, very rare within a sector you get the incumbents profoundly changing it. It wasn't a journalist who conceived Blogger, for example. You know, it was Evan Williams who also went on to do Twitter. It came from software engineering, and it always happens that outsiders do it. And why is that? That's because they have nothing to lose, and suddenly they can do something, and that's it. And entrepreneurs think differently to normal people. A few of you said you started a business. So this is an example. So Love Film, where I now work, the original model was a business called Netflix in the US. So it's a guy called Reed Hastings. He's a software engineer, and he's taken out Apollo 13. He's got it, this is sort of early 90s, taking it out, and it's a couple of weeks late from back to Blockbusters, and he's facing a $50 fine, so he has to go and pay the $50 fine. In the car home, he's thinking, do I tell my wife about the $50 fine? And he's thinking, I can't tell my wife about the $50, she will tell me off for being useless. The man's worth $200 million at this stage, he's already, you know, made quite a bit of money, but he's still thinking. And then he thinks, because he's American, he thinks, this business, Blockbuster, is threatening the sanctity of my marriage. Obviously, most of us would go, I'll just lie to her. But but he's thinking, you know, this is wrong. When a business is making me do this, you know, I'm going to do something about it. You know, there's got to be a better way to do DVDs. And he said, came up with this idea of like a gym membership for DVDs. And that was Netflix, and it's what Love Film is, and it's been a phenomenal success. It's been a nightmare for Blockbuster. And it's actually, the other thing is, it's not where all the business strategy wizards said it was going. If you'd worked in, you know, if you were at Blockbusters and you bought in McKinsey's, everyone said at that stage it's all going to be about downloads. And so at one stage, Blockbusters were offered to buy Netflix in the very early stages for about $50 million before it made a profit. And they said, no thanks, because the future is downloading movies, which ultimately it will be, but this is 10 years later. And so we're going to do a really big tie-up with this fantastic business. So they signed a 9-year deal with Enron, which sort of to do movie downloads. And what sort of later, I mean, it's a long story, but eventually Blockbuster, this thing never got out of beta, the whole trial, but somehow Enron declared 120 million revenue against it because they'd sold on the rights to... Anyway, but the point is, Reed Hastings is sitting there as an entrepreneur going through a very personal thing, and what's his response to it? His response is not, I'm going to lie to my wife and just hope and get away with it. There's got to be a better way. He thinks about how does he solve a problem, and in doing so changes a sector.